Good luck out there today.
You all are just wonderful people.
Find out what's biting on The Fishing Report with your host, Tina Harbuck, and the ship's Chandler.
Howdy, howdy, this is Tina Harbuck with the Destin Log. I'm down here at Ship's Chandler this morning. I got Pete and Pete, that'd be Senior and Junior, from Ship's Chandler on the phone this morning with me. And we're recording right here at the store. So what are we hearing, Pete, on fishing so far? And I'll let either one of you go.
All right, I can tell you what's doing is the flounders are just chewing. In fact, let me just ask Mac. Mac, how many did you catch yesterday?
Nine
flounders yesterday.
And that is the man who won in the rodeo for
That's
his flounder.
Right.
First place flounder.
The crazy thing is,
so he knows about it.
Since the rodeo, he's caught a bunch of these 4-pounders out there.
On jigs.
He uses a heavier-headed jig, and that's all he ever uses. He's been taking his grandson. His grandson's been hooking his own fish, but he comes back. He takes his grandson so he can catch.
I love it.
Double limit.
I love it. Well, what else we hearing?
Well, that's the main thing. That flounder bite's been real good. On all these inshore, most of them are out in the Gulf now, on these inshore wrecks. Bridge rubble, broken bottom, Miss Louise, stuff like that. But, you know, live bait, bull minnows always work real good. A little mullet. Finger mullet, but you know, jigging them works really well too, but you got to have the right type of jig, and it's hard to find a heavier jig with a smaller hook. I mean, you can look everywhere, but we actually have a ton of them.
Okay.
Just to match that right lead size and hook size up, and that's really, to me, a better way even than live bait them.
Okay.
You can cover a little bit more ground and catch just as many fish or more doing it that way.
What about redfish? We hearing anything on redfish? Or?
Yeah, redfish has been real good too. All those fish are starting to school up big on the beach especially.
Okay.
So these nice pretty days when that north wind blows and that beach gets calm, you can fish that beach and look for those fish that are schooled up there, and you can throw anything at them pretty much at that point. Live bait and or artificial swim baits, soft plastic stuff work real well, and even topwater stuff works good too. And the bay's been good, same type deal. They're big. You know, bigger fish and these bigger in deeper water, bigger schools. Look for the birds. It's always a telltale sign. And then in the back bayous, the smaller fish have been there too. Slot size fish, especially with this colder weather, they'll get in the back of those bayous.
That's what I was wondering with this cold weather, what it's doing to the fish.
Yeah, those smaller fish love that darker bottom in the back of those bayous, and they'll get up in there and get schooled up the same way.
What about the trout now? Where's the trout?
Whoa! We're not giving all the secrets out on trout right now. You just want to know that.
Yeah, I'd like to know that because I want to go trout fishing here pretty soon.
They always pick up this time of year.
Okay.
And before it gets too terribly cold, they're going to be all in the same places, you know, around the edge of the bayous and all the way to the back. But when it gets real, real cold, it's always best to catch them in the back of the bayou. They like that warm.
Up the river, too. Let's find the holes up the river. That's always a good spot to go there, too.
All righty, folks. That's about all we got for today, and we'll check back with you later.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tina.
All righty.
What's up?